Now it doesn't look like state lawmakers are going to meet this week to act on money to help the homeless. Yesterday, Governor Evers called on the Joint Finance Committee to convene on Thursday to approve $3.7 million for various homelessness relief efforts. In a letter to committee co-chairs Alberta Darling and John Nygren, Evers said that winter came early for much of the state and that, quote, the proposal was sent to the Joint Finance Committee in July specifically to avoid the current situation. The Wisconsinites most vulnerable to the harsh winter are going without the services and assistance they desperately need during the coldest months of the year. In response, Darling and Nygren wrote a letter to Evers saying there are, quote, legitimate concerns with the package of bills that need to be worked out. They also said special meetings of the committee can only be called with their approval. J.R. Ross is editor at wispolitics.com. J.R., good to have you back.
Anytime.
We'll talk about the legislation in the middle of all of this. What are lawmakers trying to do here when it comes to homelessness?
Okay, well, you got to break it down into two different parts. One, Governor Evers put a proposal in his budget to deal with homelessness, and this actually kind of grew out of this council that was created under former Governor Walker and came forth with a number of proposals. So Evers put it in his budget as a package. The Joint Finance Committee, which is controlled by Republicans, pulled that package out of the budget. Instead, Republicans worked on a package of standalone bills. But Joint Finance kept the money in its appropriation. It's an appropriation that allows the committee to require agencies to come back and request money to be released. It gives them another level of oversight. Well, that money also was basically earmarked for this package of bills. Those bills cleared the assembly, I believe, in June. But now they're hung up before the state Senate because Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said there's a concern of the cost of this package. It's around, you know, give or take, about $3.7 million a year, so about $7.34-ish million for the two-year period. So Evers asked this summer, hey, in July, release the money. We can do it through this these agency proposals, Joint Finance and Act on it. So now he is calling on the committee to meet, and the committee's saying no.
Just to make sure I have this right, the money is there in the budget, and it was supposed to be filled in afterward exactly what we're doing with it, either by legislation or by agencies. Do I have that right?
Yeah, and Republican lawmakers felt confident that they wanted to do this package of bills that would spend the money. They liked that approach. Now, depending on who you talk to in the Capitol, there will be people who will say that they didn't want to give the governor a quote-unquote a win by having his fingerprints on the homeless package. That said, they went this legislation route. That's now hung up, and without it getting passed, either the committee has to release the money to get the stuff done, or we go through the next year and a couple months without anything being done on these proposals.
All right, there's a lot of subplots here. If took the assembly bill as it is and pretending it passed the Senate, signed by the governor, blah, 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 what would it do? What would be the concrete impact of it?
It covers everything from like housing grants to those. It covers a gamut of things, and it's all from this council that put forward these ideas of how to address the homeless problem in Wisconsin. And so, I don't have the exact list in front of me, but there are a number of proposals that we dive into that would basically, you know, try and address this problem. And one of the reasons that Governor Evers asked for the committee to move ahead on the proposal from his administration was, hey, winter has kicked in. Nothing is done yet. Let's get rolling on these things and try and help these people before it gets any colder.
And that's the urgency he's highlighting in this call to the legislature, right? That this isn't just homelessness. This is homelessness in the Wisconsin winter we're dealing with now.
Yeah, and, you know, his call is unique, if not unprecedented. And this is what I mean by that. The Joint Finance Committee is a body of the legislature, okay? It's the budget committee. I've been up here for almost 20 years covering the Capitol. I have never seen a governor cite a state law in calling the agency or the committee to meet. He cited a state statute that says that it shall meet at the call of the governor. Again, I've never seen that happen before. I asked the clerk of the committee. He had not seen it in 10 years he's been doing this. I asked the director of the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, which is the budget arm of the legislature. He's been there since the 1970s. He can't remember it ever happening. The governor's office doesn't remember it ever happening. This just shows you, in some ways, the dysfunction of the Capitol right now. Governor Evers is so frustrated by a lack of action by the legislature, he's trying to find unique ways to force them to act. Of course, there's also a backfire to this. The co-chairs of the committee, Alberta Darling, Republican from River Hills, John Nygren, Republican from Marinette, sent him back a letter late Monday saying that not only did they were refusing to do this, but they called it basically trying to undercut their authority and so it's going to make it worse to work together. Actually, the exact wording was, such unprecedented action by your administration can only be seen as a disregard for a co-equal branch of government and will have a chilling effect on our ability to work together. That's where we're at in this body right now. They can't even agree how to do things.
Talking to J.R. Ross, editor at wispolitics.com, about a homelessness bill funding in Wisconsin. It's hung up, a dispute between the governor and state lawmakers. J.R., they talk about a chilling effect in the ability of the governor and Republicans to work together. Have we had a really warm, cuddly sort of working relationship so far?
No, not at all. And this really stems from the lame duck session, which just more than a year ago right now, it's Republicans and outgoing Governor Scott Walker signed a series of changes to the authority of the governor, to oversight of the governor and the attorney general. Now, you can make an argument that there are ways that we could have avoided some of the tension, but that was the first volley, and it became an ongoing war between the legislature and the executive branch, and it just hasn't gotten any better. We've seen things like the state Senate, for example, rejecting one of Governor Evers' cabinet picks. I've never seen that happen before. I've asked people who have records going back to the 80s. They haven't seen it happen before. That is unique. We sit here in mid-December, and less than half of Governor Evers' cabinet has been confirmed. I don't remember that ever happening before. It's been a unique year, and the tensions have been high and just get higher all the time. And now, by no means is it all the legislature's fault. Governor Evers' administration has had some missteps. There was an example. There was a complaint this summer from the Evers folks because Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, and Scott Fitzgerald, majority leader in the Senate, would not meet with Maggie Gao, who was Evers' chief of staff. There was a suggestion that, look, they would meet with Governor Walker's chief of staff as a man. This must be because they have a problem meeting with a woman. Well, that didn't sit well with people because Robin Voss' chief of staff is a woman, for example. So the Evers folks have not done anything to kind of chill the flames. And they just kind of keep burning weekly, it seems like, in this building anymore.
Okay, but here we have this homelessness package that was come up with under a Republican administration. Now it's being pushed under a Democratic administration. Is there anybody out there saying, hey, let's fight about some other stuff? We've got this homeless package that basically everybody's on the same side on and do this thing?
Well, here's where we get some more of those layers, okay? So the problem is in the state Senate and the Republican caucus. Republicans have a 19-14 majority in the state Senate. There's a rule of thumb over there that unless you have 17 votes to pass anything from that Republican caucus, the bill basically doesn't come to the floor. The reason why, and this has been a long-standing rule of thumb for leaders from both parties, that basically you want to make sure if you're a majority party that you are passing things with your caucus and not the help of the minority, because once you want the minority to pass something, it emboldens the minority to ask for things. Why that's important is because as long as you have three Republicans who object to something, it kind of makes things grind to a halt. Now, I don't know how many Republicans in that caucus have a problem with the size of the spending in the homeless package. Fitzgerald has not told us. But there are enough to prevent them getting that 17-vote margin to go to the floor, and that's what's holding it up. So I think if you put it on the floor tomorrow in the state Senate, it would probably pass. But it wouldn't pass those 17 Republican votes, and that's why it's not going to the floor.
Is there any indication of a joint finance meeting, whether on the governor's terms or their own, to try to make this happen?
In the letter that was sent to the governor yesterday from the co-chairs of the committee, they noted that there were legitimate concerns, kind of paraphrasing them, about the package that was identified in the legislative process that are being worked on. But what that means, I don't know, in terms of, like, is there a path to do some of it or a piece of it? Fitzgerald has not really given us an indication what the concerns are beyond the size of the spending. So we'll see. Don't forget, too, that the legislature will reconvene in January, but they're not going to be there very long. Most people guessing like January, part of February, maybe into March for the Senate, the Assembly going home in February. So there aren't going to be a lot of days on the floor this kind of late winter, early spring to do much. So I don't know if they have time in some ways to get some of the big things done. Unless, again, unless there's a compromise sometime in the next month, it's going to be tough getting the floor and get out of the Senate and get on the governor's desk.
We'll keep watching this one. JR, thanks a lot for joining us.
Anytime.
JR Ross is the editor at wispolitics.com. We talked to him about a standoff between Governor Evers and the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee. Evers wants that committee to meet this week to approve $3.7 million to fight homelessness in the state. But Republicans Alberta Darling and John Nygren say they have concerns about the funding and that special meetings called by the governor can only happen with their approval.